করুণা প্রচুর। হেন প্রভু কোথা গেলা আচার্য ঠাকুর, কাহা মোর স্বরূপ রূপ কাহা সনাতন, কাহা দাস রঘুনাথ পতিত পাব, নাথ পতিত পাব, কাহা মোর ভক্ত যুগ কাহা কবিরা, কালে কোথা গেলা গোড়া নটরা, কালে কোথা গেলা গোড়া নটরা, পাশানে কুটিব মাতা অনলে পশিব, গৌরঙ্গের গুণের নিধি কোথা গেলে পাব, সব সঙ্গীর সঙ্গে যে কইল বিলা, সে সঙ্গ না পাইয়া কান্দে নরোত্তম দা, সে সঙ্গ না পাইয়া কান্দে নরোত্তম দা, রাধা মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারী, মাধব কুঞ্জ বিহারী গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারী, যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যমুনা তীরবন চারি, যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যমুনা তীরবন চারি, ওম অজ্ঞান তিমিরান্ধস্য জ্ঞানাঞ্জন শলাকায় चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तां जीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदे च तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वांट टू थैंक ऑल ऑफ योर टीचर्स हु इनवाइटेड मी बैक. Thank you, especially Pracharananda Prabhu and Vishwamar Prabhu and the others who thought we should have a good worship Wednesday, and I'm going to try my best. Now, how many of you ever wondered what it is like to be a spiritual detective? You want to be a detective? No? Okay. Detective, anybody detectives? Any among the ladies? Little one, there you are. What's your name?
Rama.
Rama. Rama. Can I tell you a little detective story about one of the devotees? Are we doing the Bhagavatam verse or doing the three acharyas? That's what I was... We're doing both? Okay. So, if you have the time, I'll tell you a little detective story about Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Now. But first, we got to listen to the Srimad Bhagavatam, okay? Vipannan Vishapalena Nigrihya Bhujagadhipam Uttapyapayat Gavas Tattoyam Prakriti Sthitam Vipannan Vishapanena Nikrijya Bhujagadhipam Uttapyapaya Yadgavas Tattoyam Prakriti Sthitam Vipanna Vishapanena Nigrijya Bhujagadhipam Uttapyapaya Yadgavas Tattoyam Prakriti Sthitam. Shri Prabhupada disciples go first. Should we repeat the verse?
Vipannan Vishapalena Vipannan Vishapalena Nigrijya Bhujagadhipam Nigrijya
Shapanena Nigrihya Bhujagadhipam
Uttapyapaya Yadgavas
Uttapyapaya Yadgavas
Sitaram. Can we read the synonyms and translations? Let's just quickly scroll down. Vipannan. Perplexed in great difficulties. Vishapanena. By drinking poison. Nigrihya. Subduing. Bhujaga adhipam. The chief of the reptiles. Uttapya. After coming out. Apayayat. Caused to drink. Gavaha. The cows. Tat. That. Toyam. Water. Prakriti. Natural. Sthitam. Situated. The inhabitants of Vrindavan were perplexed by great difficulties because a certain portion of the Yamuna was poisoned by the chief of the reptiles, Kaliya. Oh God. The Lord chastised the snake king within the water and drove him away. And after coming out of the river, he caused the cows to drink the water and proved that the water was again in its natural state. You know the story of Kaliya? No? Okay. Okay. So there was this big giant snake that was living in the waters of the Yamuna. And you know what the snake did? It poisoned everything and it scared everybody. Is that a good thing to do? No. You know what the word Kaliya means? So king of the reptiles. Anybody else? What does the word Kaliya mean? Huh? Killer? Oh no, somebody said reptiles killer. Anybody else? Yes? Sinful? Poison? Any other guesses? Little ones, yes? Poisonous? Kala means time. Kala means time. And Kaliya is that thing about time that destroys everything. You know, time poisons everything. And you know what Krishna does? Krishna dances on Kaliya's head. And he dances and he dances and he dances till there is no poison left in Kaliya. Now think about it. How many of us waste time doing chit-chat? Chit-chat. See, what's happening is we are spending time and our tongue is becoming like Kaliya. It's like... poison. Do you get into fights because during your chit-chat you said something and your friend is now upset? Okay, that's Kaliya. But if Krishna is dancing on your tongue, chant with me, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If Krishna is dancing on your tongue like that, can you say things that destroy friendships? No. If you're talking about Krishna, what are the chances you're going to end up with a fight the way you would if you were just doing chit-chat? Depends. If the chit-chat is about Krishna, do you feel happy? You know why? This is because Krishna says this. Krishna promises this to you. You ready for this? Ready? Mat chitta. Mat gata prana. You know this verse? Krishna says, those who give their hearts to me. You know what prana means? Air, life, breath. Those who give their hearts to me, give their breaths to me. Mat chitta, mat gata prana. You know what they do all the time? They chit-chat. Bodhayante parasparaha. They enlighten, They chit-chat, they talk to one another, not because they're just, you know, spending time, Kaliya, but they enlighten, they teach one another. How did they do that? Kathayante mamnittam, chit-chit-chit-chit-chit, devotees are always talking. But they're talking about Krishna. Kathayante mam nityam. And you know, two things happen. Tushyanti cha, ramanti cha. Tush means satisfied. And ramanti means delighted, happy. So when you do chit chat about Krishna, you become happy. You ready for a little chit chat detective story? Okay. How many of you know that once upon a time, there were two kingdoms in North India when Mahaprabhu was born? There was a kingdom called Delhi Sultanate. You heard it? Okay, thank you so much. And right next to that kingdom was another kingdom called the Shahi Dynasty. The Shahi Dynasty is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born. Under the Shahi Dynasty, there was another kingdom called the Gajapati Dynasty. Have you heard of King Pratap Rudra? He was the king of the Gajapati Dynasty. Yes. Thank you. Yeah, somebody's excited. And you know what was happening? Hello, detectives. These kingdoms were fighting with each other. And you know what Mahaprabhu did? He walked in the middle of these kingdoms that were fighting and he got people to sing and dance and become friends. You didn't know that? You knew that. Okay, thank you. So when people are singing, dancing, feasting and loving each other, can they go out and fight? Mahaprabhu solved a problem. Just by singing, dancing and feasting, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped big wars. Did you know that? Okay. And you know, one of the people who wrote about it was Krishnadas Kaviraj. Now, he wrote this book 70 years after Mahaprabhu was gone. Okay, here's the clue. Clue, okay? Clue. Clue. You ready for a clue? Ready for a clue? Detective? Okay. If you, when you grow up and you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita carefully, and you read the Chaitanya Charitamrita so carefully that things now begin to appear that you didn't see there for the first time, right? When you are doing that, you're called a scholar of the book. And I had the great fortune of studying the Chaitanya Charitamrita like a scholar for a few years. And so, when you're studying a book like a scholar, you become a detective of that book. You're looking for clues in the book, looking for stories the book is not yet telling you, but it's there. Okay, and here is one story. Ready for the story? Detective story? When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started walking among these kingdoms, he made one request. Don't send people with me. I want to be alone. But you know what Nityananda Prabhu said? They're right there. You know what Nityananda Prabhu said? He said, no, I'm going to send someone with you. He's going to be a very young boy. He's just going to carry your clothes. I promise you, this boy won't open his mouth. No chit-chat. Okay. Now here is the whodunit question. You know what whodunit means? Whodunit means something has happened. Nobody knows who did it. Who stole the cookie from the cookie jar? You did? Okay. You did. The big question. Yes. Huh?
That's why Putin is called Putin.
Huh? That's why Putin is called Putin? I have no idea.
Cookie jar.
Cookie jar. But think about it. Who knew what happened to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when Mahaprabhu was traveling in South India. Nobody, except a little boy called Krishna Das. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita. How do we know it? This is the whodunit question. Is it possible, okay, let me, and this is a question to the seniors as well. Is it possible that the little Krishna Das who went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on a South India tour as the biggest adventure of her life was the same Krishna Das who was writing the adventures of Mahaprabhu from South India when he was more than 90 years old? What? Somebody said, what a coincidence. What did you think about it? Mahaprabhu had several people write his biographies. Right? Here's the deductive question. Mahaprabhu had several people write his biographies. There was someone called Kavi Karnapura who wrote a drama called Chaitanya Chandrodaya Nataka. Okay? That's how we know about Mahaprabhu. There was somebody called Vrindavan Das who wrote Chaitanya Bhagavat. That's how we know about Mahaprabhu. He wrote about Navadvip. Nobody among Mahaprabhu's friends or followers knew what happened when Mahaprabhu was in South India, except for this little young boy about your age. So today we were singing a song. We can get the Jai Anilo Premadhana song, translation. We were singing a song, remember? Kaha mor sharup rup kaha Kaviraj, we sang. That word Kaviraj is the name of the first kid who was known as Krishna Das. Your age. Went with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on an adventure. And we don't know whether it was the same person who came back in his old age, wrote about the adventures on the instruction of Rupa and Raghunath, who were close to Mahaprabhu. Alright? And you know, today is a special day because Krishnadas Kaviraj finished his book and passed away.
Today?
On this day.
Every day is a special day
for some reason in Krishna consciousness.
In the same year?
No, after. Right when he finished the book, right after. Because at the end of the book, he wrote that I am turning blind, my hands shaking, I can't write, I am practically like a... What?
Invalid
person. I don't know how this book is getting written, it's like a miracle. Wow. Somebody went like... He was writing a book. He didn't have the eyes to see. He didn't have the hands to write. He was just thinking. And the book was coming out. When you give yourself properly to the practice of Krishna consciousness, you can become like Krishna Das Kaviraj. Yes, first question. It is as hard as making a fish walk on land. But you know what the Bhagavatam says? I'll listen to you, sir. Mukam karoti vachalam. Imagine a person who can't speak will suddenly come and start speaking like there is no tomorrow. Pangum langhayate girim. There are some people who don't have legs, but they can cross mountains. Yat kripaya tamaham vande. By the grace of a person who is called Krishna. With Krishna, everything is possible. Okay? So, sum up. Thank you. Aribo. With Krishna, we want to sum up three things. Our tongue is like when we chant Hare Krishna, or when we talk about Krishna, it is like Krishna dancing on. When Krishna dances on Kaliya, what happens? Kaliya's poison goes away. Clear? Number two, How does this happen? When you hear from devotees who are special, and we have their names there, we're going to finish the song. When you learn from devotees who are like that, it opens your heart, Krishna dances on your tongue. The song we sang said, he who brought the treasure of divine love and who was filled with compassion and mercy, where has such a personality as Srinivas Acharya gone? Okay? Where are my Swarup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta? Where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Remember the little Krishnadas I spoke about? Because he passed away today, this song is to honor him. Where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against a rock and enter into fire. You don't do that. But it's poetry. Poetry means that's when you, if you lose a friend, that's what you feel like doing. No? Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all good qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all of these devotees in whose association he performed his pastimes, Narottam Das simply weeps. This song was made by Narottam Das because he was missing his great teacher, Krishnadas Kaviraj, who passed away today. You know who else passed away today? Raghunath Das, who was Krishnadas Kaviraj's teacher. And there was one more. Raghunath Bhatta, who was also Krishnadas Kaviraj's teacher. So Narottam Das Thakur was looking back at a time when all these wonderful teachers who made such a difference passed away, and he was singing with a sad heart. And 500 years later, here today, I want to leave you with a question. Read the Chaitanya Charitamrita properly, the clues are there. Okay? Find out. Are you going to do this for me? Find out whether that little Krishnadas is the same Krishnadas Kaviraj. And if that is true, maybe there are some future Krishnadasas sitting right here in this room among you. Do you think it's possible?
Yes.
Do you think it's possible? There might be a future Vaishnava poet, a Vaishnava literature specialist sitting right here. Alright? Give this a chance. Read Mahaprabhu's biographies very, very carefully. Kaviraj Goswami says a verse. You're going to remember this? We're going to recite this together. Chaitanya Chandrer Daya Karoho Bichar. Chaitanya Chandra is like moon-like Chaitanya. Daya means mercy. Krishnadas Kaviraj is requesting all of us, try to understand the mercy of the moon-like Chaitanya. Bichar Korile Chitte Paibe Chamatkar. You will be astounded in your heart when you think what just happened. Okay? Chaitanya Chandrer Daya Karoho Bichar, Vichar Korile Chitte Paibe Chamatkar. If you just sit down and think what the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means, you will be surprised. You'll be surprised because you know what happened? Just by chanting and dancing, Mahaprabhu stopped wars. Are there wars going on in this planet right now? You know, singing and dancing can actually stop it. So many lives would be saved. We have the medicine. to save those lives. Mahaprabhu gave it to us. And we are here in the shelter of senior devotees, Srila Prabhupada, our previous acharyas, so that one day we are able to understand what this actually means and make a difference in the world. Okay? Thank you. Thank you very much. You can open it up for questions and answers. Anybody had questions, comments? Yes. Remind me your name. Abhay. Have I figured out a thing I just said? Whether the little Krishna Das who granted Mahaprabhu is the same Krishna Das Kaviraj? I'm not going to give you an answer. It took me 30 years to figure it out. Yeah. Why should I give it to you now? Do your hard work. It's fun. You won't find, you know, there are some things you can't find on Google. Exactly. Somebody said exactly. Vishwamrupa Yogi, there are some things you can't find on Google. Any other questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you for a wonderful class. In the song which we sang, Jianilo Premadhana, when it says Acharya Thakur, I have read different translations, and somewhere it says about Srinivas Acharya, and somewhere it says Advaita Acharya, because he brought the, you know, because the reference prior to that is who brought the love.
Hmm.
So I was just wanting to clarify, what are your thoughts, like who is that Acharya?
Okay, that's a great question. In Indian poetry, in Sanskrit and Bangla, you have a way of describing two things with one word. Right? In technical terms, it is called Slesha. Slesha means saying one thing, meaning two things. So you will say one thing, Acharya, it means both. Depending on your mood. So if you want to become a servant of the servant, then it's Advaita Acharya. But if you want to become a servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, then it's Srinivas Acharya. Right. There are many, many instances like that. In the first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Janmadhyasi Yatahan Vayadikaratascha Artheshu Abhigya Swaratene Brahmarida Adikavaya Muhyanti Yatsuraya Tejo Vari Mrida Yatha Vinimayo Yatra Tri Sarga Yamrisha. It means Tri Sarga Mrisha. It also means Tri Sarga Amrisha, which means with that same word, it says the world is real and the world is unreal at the same time. Now Srila Prabhupada, in his translation, uses the word is unreal, but in his purport, he says the world is real. How do you do that? Because that one word will mean two things. So, Kothakala Acharya Thakur, we have to read it like that.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Thank you. Other questions? Other questions? Comments? Thoughts? Ideas? Adventure plans? You have an adventure plan? Go for it. What's your question?
How old was the kid whenever he went? Because if you did the math, you could probably figure out if it was actually him.
Yeah, exactly. That's very good. I did the math.
Because like if he was 90 when he finished the book or something.
He was more than 90.
Okay, but if he was so
Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Taramuddha Chayvatshara Gamanagaman Kabhu Gaya Kabhu Kashi Kabhu Vrindavan. That's the clue. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled for 6 years. Sometimes in Kabhu Gaya, in Gaya, in Kashi and in Vrindavan. So northern India, right? But he also went South India. For 6 years. So whoever joined him was there for 6 years, started about 7 or 8, and was there till about 13. And Krishnadas Kaviraj is writing this book when he's about 95 or 98. Really old. It sounds like it could be possible. Who done it, right? Who done it? Think. Yes.
Will it take 20 years to answer that question?
It might. It took me It took me good 30 years of reading and reading and reading and reading and thinking and thinking and thinking and staying up all night. Who is this Krishnadas Kaviraj? Why don't we know anything about what he was like when he was a young kid? And then suddenly, like, somebody, some scholar wrote about it, said, is it the same Krishnadas Kaviraj? Like, ting! Right, like, just like that. Yes, anybody else has any questions?
But why would he not reveal that he was the same person? Like, it would make it more authorized or...
You have to understand one thing. That is, all these books are getting written in very difficult political regimes. That means the rulers of the land are oppressive. They don't like what is being written. These books are dangerous. Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, just think about it, was Dabir Khas and Shakar Malik. In the Persian language, Khas means special and Dabir means secretary. So Dabir Khas is not a name, it is a title, special secretary. Malik means owner. So Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami were the two key administrators of the Shahi Empire. When that empire began to crack down on people, what did they do? They defected. One of them was in jail because of that. They both escaped with their lives and they joined Mahaprabhu in an enemy kingdom. Imagine if, say, China and India are fighting and you take the two key people from India, take them to China for peace. That's what happened. Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, going to Vrindavan, was a genius masterstroke. And who is doing this? Somebody sitting in the third enemy kingdom, under King Pratap Rudra. So there is a real big political intrigue going on. You don't reveal information that is going to put your life in danger. So our Goswamis, you know very little about the Goswamis. Why? Because whatever you need to know, you know. If you know too much, it's going to endanger Vaishnava communities. So the Vaishnavas, out of their humility and out of practical need, spoke very little about themselves. Was I able to answer your question?
Yes, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Hari Bol. I can be here. We have, you know, breakfast is at 9, is it, or is it now?
You can go on.
I can go on, okay. So if you have any thoughts, realizations, corrections, please let me know. If you have any questions on how we are reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it's a very different way of looking at the Chaitanya Charitamrita as a scholar. This book suddenly opens up some new things that you never thought about. If not, we can hear glories of the previous acharyas from the lips of senior devotees. Any realizations on Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in their disappearance, we can... Pran Govinda Prabhu, we want to speak a few words.
We want to hear. They hear, we are reading it. What about Raghunath Bhatta Goswami is explaining Bhagavatam, reciting Bhagavatam? It's very special. You can say something, please.
Okay. Who wants to hear about some adventures in recovering the manuscripts of these acharyas? This is the real nectar. So when in about 2007, that is 16 years back, I noticed a very strange phenomenon. I was traveling to Vrindavan and Navadvip to procure manuscripts. And I wanted to read the originals of Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. You know, as a scholar, you should always go and read the original. And you should educate yourself and learn the language till you absolutely get it. Right? And I realized that about 150 years after Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the originals had disappeared again. people were trying to find them out. And I started going to some of these libraries and the homes of the descendants of previous acharyas. And I was shocked to find that on special occasions like today, what their families would do is take a couple of books and put them in the Ganga to honor the memory of their ancestors. Yes. Just take the books, put them in the Ganga. And I asked, why are you doing this? I asked one particular sadhu. He had a room that is 1/5 the size of this altar. Small room. That is where he slept, that is where he did his bhajan, that is where, you know, he ate, everything was in that room. So in India they have wooden beds, taktapash. Under his wooden bed there were many steel trunks. And he said, I have these books with me for the last 500 years. They have come down in our mot and we are making constructions. I don't know where to keep them. I am leaving this place. Right? And because the trunks are here, I am bitten by mosquitoes all the time because I cannot clean under my bed. So every holy occasion I take someone, put it in the Ganga, I am clearing out. Like, Babaji, you don't do that. These are the works of our previous acharyas. You give me if you can't handle it. See, the thing is, the moment you ask, you say, give me, you say, 1 lakh rupees a manuscript. Right? And that's where all of my life savings went. Like, these books are going to disappear. If we don't save it right now, that's it. That's it. If you go to libraries like the University of Chicago, special collections, they have the first versions of the Bible, they have the first versions of the Quran, they have the first versions of Homer's Iliad and Odyssey. You know, Western civilization spends millions of dollars to preserve these little pieces of paper from the ancient past. And we, Vaishnavas, followers of Sanatana Dharma, have ignored our own heritage. This is why Srila Prabhupada was trying to get Westerners, get Indians interested in their own culture. If it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada, this kind of massive awakening wouldn't have happened. It's very simple. And so when I went to these places and I collected, and at one point what happened, and I can share very briefly in 5 minutes, have you heard of the Bhaktivedanta Research Center?
Yes.
So I'll tell you how that was made. Because it is preserving the works of our previous acharyas. His Grace Gauranga Prabhu, who is a very dear friend, is the director now of that program. But between 2001 and 2009, for 8 years, I was going around all of the little villages of Bengal and Braj, less in Braj, more in Bengal, to procure, document, and save as many Vaishnava manuscripts as I could. And I realized that if scholars in our generation don't do this, this massive piece of history will be lost forever. Of course, now things have changed, things are being documented and everything. And in 2007, one devotee called Dr. Ferdinando Sardella Pranavadas, who was staying with me in Calcutta, he was a scholar of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he came and told me, I was helping him get his books for his PhD on Saraswati Thakur. He told me there is an opportunity. I said, what is this? You know, to help you. So what is this? He said, some devotee wants to donate a house and Mayapur TOVP wants to make a research center and library. So whatever you are doing, going out and collecting books, if you do it with us, then we'll have a research center. It's more permanent. Because right now you're going out alone. I said, very good idea. So he said, there is one devotee who is the son of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's main secretary. He wants to give away his library. said, oh, that's great news. He said, let's go get it. So we were all waiting for that library to come. We did not know whether it is going to go to Calcutta Bhaktivedanta Research Center or the Oxford Center for Hindu Studies, which is in England, because these books need to be preserved somewhere. The night before we were supposed to receive the books, one phone call came. And we found out that the person who had promised to donate the books changed his mind. Welcome to my life. He changed his mind. He said, I'm not going to give you the books. These books are not going to go to Oxford or Calcutta. I'm giving these books to one sannyasi from a Gaudiya Math. His name is Bodhaya Maharaj. And let him decide. And Harishwari Prabhu was there with me. And we were like, what do we do now? And he said, you are a Bengali. He's a Bengali. Go talk to him. And so immediately I went to Bodhayan Maharaj. I started, you know, reconnecting. I had met, you know, went to their ashram when his spiritual master Puri Maharaj was alive. And Bodhayan Maharaj was very kind towards me. And at the end of about, three days or a week, I requested Bodhayan Maharaj. I said, Maharaj, these books belong to the whole world, not ISKCON or Gaudiya Math. And somehow by Mahaprabhu's mercy, these are in your hands. But these books are lying in your terrace, and when it rains, the terrace, the water drops into these boxes. And we don't even know what's there in these boxes. So I have a request that we sign an agreement that these books belong to you, but they are in our custody. We have a house in Calcutta. We can put air conditioners. We can put fumigators and deacidifiers. These are things that you use to preserve ancient books. So I am going to do that for you if you allow us to keep the books. Now Maharaj was very hesitant. He said, all of the people in my ashram will be very upset. We just got the books last week. If you give it away like this, they will not be happy. I said, Maharaj, but you look at what is more, you know, what is better for everybody. And Maharaj immediately said, okay, I will sign it. So next day, Harishwari Prabhu came. I drafted an agreement. Harishwari Prabhu signed, Bodhan Maharaj signed. We took prasad. And I told Harishwari Prabhu, Harishwari Prabhu, please arrange for a bus from the BBT. Now. And Harishwari Prabhu immediately made some phone calls and a bus arrived. And we waited. Because I know the people in the ashram will be very upset. So after prasad, when everybody fell asleep, in Bengal they take a siesta, you know, after prasad they fall asleep. So after prasad, when everybody fell asleep, I got one brahmachari from there, two brahmacharis from our side, opened the bus. I said, go to the terrace, take all the boxes, load the bus. And Pranama Prabhu and Harishwari Prabhu were there, the three of us supervised. And right when all the boxes were loaded, that temple commander woke up. And he said, what is happening? I said, we have an agreement with Bodhan Maharaj. We are preserving the books for you. You have access anytime. But so that is how the first collection of the Bhaktivedanta Research Center came. And the next day, Bhakti Charu Maharaj found out. That, and he was traveling somewhere, and from, I don't know where he was, he's like Narada Muni, transcendental, you know, everywhere. One morning I got this call, and you know, I had his Indian number, and Maharaj usually doesn't call unless he needs something. So Bhakti Chatu Maharaj called. I said, yes, Guru Maharaj. And I was very close to him since a little child. Like, I met him when I was 10 years old, and he kept me with him in Calcutta whenever he was visiting, till I was about 18. That's when I met Tamakrishna Maharaj. So Bhakti Charu Maharaj said, thank you. This is historic. I said, Maharaj, what have I done? He said, you know, now finally the works of our previous, at least a small part of the works of our previous acharyas will be saved. Right? And now I did not want to get the books out of the library, so I took a leave of absence from my work at the University of Chicago. And I locked myself in a room at the BRC for about 2 months. And I went through 3,000 books. It took me about 2 months.
What year was that?
This is in 2008, September and October. And then one day, while I was going through the books, a transcendental personality just appeared. Radhanath Maharaj. You know, he was slow, sweet, we just came in. And he was very happy I was doing this. He heard what had happened. And out of nowhere, he picks up a book. And he said, have you cataloged this book? And I said, Maharaj, what is that book? And he said, Krishna Abhishek. I thought he was calling my name. I said, yes. He said, no, 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 Krishna Abhishek. I said, yes. He said, no, no, this book is Krishna Abhishek. I was so stupid, I didn't even know there was a book called Krishna Abhishek. I thought I was a scholar. And the other thing I realized is that Ramana Swami could read Hindi script, Sanskrit, Devanagari. I thought he only read English. He just picked up the book, it was written Krishna Abhishek, and he gave it to me and he said, this is Krishna Abhishek. And in the first time, I realized Rupa Goswami had written a book called Krishna Abhishek. And that's how I got my name. It was not till that day the name of my initiation name actually got, like, you know, the bulb went on. And then we sat down, we made a pile of rare books, and in there were letters from Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the diaries of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, from the day he made the Gaudiya Math till the day he passed away. Okay? The songbook of Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all the, you know, the songs that we sing, Jayo Jayo Gorachade Arati Koshova. It was there in that library, in that collection. So for 2 months, I felt like the richest man on planet Earth. You know, I had the history of all our previous acharyas in one room, and people were just, you know, like a transcendental planet just coming in to take darshan. And of course, we sorted everything out, and then they made bookshelves and everything. And then I moved on to other projects. Bhaktivedanta Research Center was in good hands. You know, there is much more that needs to get done. But on this particular day, and the disappearance day of our previous acharyas, I wanted to say that, you know, not all hope is lost. There are good things going on. And that's number one. And during my travels in collecting manuscripts, I found something. I inherited it. It's the wealth of my life. It's the Mana Shiksha written by Sri Rupa Goswami, copied by Rupa Goswami. Mana Shiksha is written by Raghunath Das Goswami, right?
Yes.
But you have two pages, page 1, page 3, page 2 and page 4.
Oh, you are that official ghost that translated the Mana Shiksha?
That's me. I did that, yes.
I was translating.
I know. That's where I heard your name.
We know each other, but I never met you.
We did that book together, but we never met. And so, I got that manuscript and I read Guru Goshthe Goshthalayeshu Shojane, that, you know. And I said, this is Raghunath Das Goswami. But the signature says Sri Rup. How is it possible? And then one thing dawned, is that the six Goswami were staying with each other. They were making paper. They were making ink. They were copying each other's books to create backup copies. And they would, out of friendship, leave their signatures on their friends' books. So, Rupa Goswami copied from Raghunath Das Goswami, wrote down Mana Shiksha, then signatured to Sri Rup. And then another manuscript I recovered was the Chaitanya Charitamrita from the 1700s, when Srinivas Acharya was mass producing these handwritten copies. These were spread around, somebody was throwing it away, so you can have it. So, okay. So I kept the Chaitanya Charitamrita and Mana Shiksha together because every chapter ends with Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami praying to Rup and Raghunath. I got this indication that, you know, kaha moro sharup rupo kaha Raghunath. Huh? That is a practical proof that the song that we are singing is not just sentiment. They felt very deeply about these people who had produced these books, had taught them. They were a community like you and me, right? A community of lifelong learners and great scholars, right? And then Krishnadas Kaviraj preserved all of that. And I'll finish with this. We are a school of Vedanta. Vedanta is one of the six schools of Indian philosophy. Somebody said Vedanta is like food, but Bhakti Vedanta is like sweet. No, Vedanta is food, Bhakti Vedanta is sweet. And our tradition is a commentary of Bhakti Vedantas. Srila Prabhupada used that title, but the school of thought is Bhakti Vedanta. Right? And the Srimad Bhagavatam is a natural commentary on the Vedanta. How? Srila Vyasdev used the life of Sri Krishna to explain Vedanta. Krishna is living Vedanta. You can study Vedanta all your life and not understand it. But if you look at the life of Sri Krishna, immediately Vedanta will become clear. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is a natural commentary on the Vedanta. The Chaitanya Charitamrita is a natural commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam. How? Just like Srimad Bhagavatam will explain the meaning of Vedanta with the living example of devotees of Krishna and Krishna himself, similarly, the life of Krishna will become clear with the life of Sriman Mahaprabhu. By using the example of Sriman Mahaprabhu explaining the theology, Krishnadas Kaviraj made a new commentary on the Vedanta. And so our Gaudiya Vaishnava means that. A school of Vedanta where we use Krishna to understand the theory of Vedanta and we use Mahaprabhu to understand the tattva of Sri Krishna. Right? And what comes after Mahaprabhu explains Mahaprabhu. So the three acharyas who passed away wrote many books which are really commentaries on Vedanta but infused with the love of Krishna. Right? And I want to conclude by taking your blessings for a small project I am currently contemplating and taking up. I've been requested by a very well-known university press to translate this book for them. His book is called Krishna Premo Tarangini. Have you heard of this before? Srila Prabhupada writes about it in his purports. Krishna Premo Tarangini means streams of love for Krishna. Tarangini means river or a stream. Premo means love, and Krishna Premo Tarangini means love streams for Krishna or streams of love for Krishna. There was one Raghunath Pandit, not Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, not Raghunath Das Goswami. There was another Raghunath, third Raghunath, who was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling from Bengal to Orissa, he stopped at a place called Baraha Nagar. In Calcutta, it's still known as Baraha Nagar. Bhagavata Acharya lived in that place. And when Mahaprabhu was traveling, he stopped at this Brahman's house. Nobody understood why Mahaprabhu stopped at his house. But Gadadhar Pandit said, he is my disciple. And just imagine the good fortune. Mahaprabhu, please stay here. And he told Raghunath Pandit, recite Bhagavat. And Raghunath Pandit began to recite Bhagavat for Mahaprabhu. For 8 days, Mahaprabhu could not sit still. He was jumping and rolling on the ground and crying and dancing and saying, more, more! And Raghunath Pandit just kept singing and singing and singing Srimad Bhagavata. And at the end, Mahaprabhu gave him the name Bhagavat Acharya. Mahaprabhu is to give names as acharyas to people who are the best at something. Like Haridas Thakur got the name Naam Acharya. Mahaprabhu gave this Raghunath Pandit the name Bhagavat Acharya and said, Bhagavat Acharya, don't do anything, just do Srimad Bhagavatam. This is what you're doing. This is the perfection of your life. So after Mahaprabhu left, on the instruction of Gadadhar Pandit, commissioned by Mahaprabhu, he translated the whole Srimad Bhagavatam like Chaitanya Charitamrita. Right? First canto to last canto. And called it Krishna Premo Tarangini. It's both a translation and a commentary. So one scholar has requested me to translate this book for a press. If it happens, it will only happen by the mercy of Vaishnavas, because I don't think, you know, doing something like that is an ordinary person's job. But if it happens, it will be a Srimad Bhagavatam loved by Mahaprabhu, meant for a contemporary audience through a university press, you know, and it's going to make a difference. So on this auspicious day, I pray to all of you present here today that I may successfully undertake this task and complete it, and that book may actually come out from the press that has approached me for the translation. And if any of you ever want, I'm very happy to have small sanghas where I read fresh translations for you from the Krishna Prem Tarangini that Mahaprabhu loved hearing. Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.